do, and surgery is delayed when reconstruction is planned. Now, that's all very well, but does any of this really matter? And this really is a $64,000 question. NICE do advise us that immediate breast reconstruction should be offered to the majority of patients, and that guideline is based very much on evidence of improved healthcare related quality of life. And some people question the reliability and robustness of that sort of data. Nevertheless, the guideline is there, and certainly those of us involved in immediate reconstruction wouldn't argue with the fact that the majority of patients find this very beneficial. There is, however, very poor and conflicting evidence in this field, and I know another paper is being presented at this meeting actually setting it out to actually investigate the evidence on the impact of immediate reconstruction on healthcare related quality of life, and the Quest study from Bristol is setting out to do that. There is only one randomized trial, and it was published in 1983 in The Lancet by the Edinburgh Breast Unit, which was able to randomize patients to immediate reconstruction or later delayed reconstruction.